Okay, so as usual, let's start with the psukim in Parshas Emor. Okay, so we're talking to the Kayanim, and the Torah says, the HaKohen, Pasuk Yud, it's the second paragraph in Parshas Emor. Parakhafalov, Pasuk Yud, the HaKohen Agadomi Achav, Asher Yitzhak al Rosh Hashem and Hamashchal, Mileo Sadola Bosh Hasvikadim. So this Kohen Gadol, Es Rosh Allah Yifra Uvagadov Lo Yifra. Okay, he has that lav. Okay. Va'al Kol Nashos Mos Lo Yavo, and he can't be Matame, not even to his father or mother. Umina Mekdash Lo Yitze, he can't leave, Lo Yichalos Mekdash Lo Kav, Ki Nezer Shem Mishcha Sukav Lo Vajan. Okay. V'hu, Pasuk Yud Gimel, Isha Bibsuleha Yikach. And he shall take a wife in her virginity, which doesn't only mean her virginity, it also means, yes, okay, right now, we'll take it that way, yeah. So he has to marry a virgin. These, the widow, the divorcee, and the chalala zona, somebody who is a chalala, Zona, well, we don't have to get into that right now. As Eila Laikach, these you should marry, Ki im Besulame Amav Yikach Isha. But rather, a Besula from his people shall he take as a wife. Veloy Chalel Zarov Amav, he shouldn't thereby, because Chilul of his seed, of his offspring, and his nation, Ki Ani Hashem Mekadeshah. Okay, so he doesn't have the resources to do that, because I am Hashem Mekadeshah. So the Torah says, twice, who he should besula yikach. It says once he should marry a besula, a woman in her besula, and he shouldn't take these other women, but rather a besula me'amav yikach isha. So let's look at Rashi. No, it's not Rashi at all. Let's look at the Ramban. So let's go to the Ramban over here on Chumash. This is the Ramban of Chumash I have quoted on the fuller side of the two-sided sheet. Okay, that's the first thing. So the Ramban over here says, "V'hu yishav b'mseleha yikach." He's going on the first pasuk, "Perush avolo ba'ula," meaning he must marry a besula but not a ba'ula. "V'hu lav haba miklal asay," that would be a prohibition that comes from the inference of an asay. The asay says, "Do this," inferring not that. So it's a prohibition that's coming from the Torah telling you to do something. So says the Ramban, this first pasuk is telling him that he can't marry a ba'ula. He can't marry somebody who has already had relations, right? Somebody who's already once been involved in an intimate relationship. Achrei kein, and then after that, moving on to pasuk gedalet, he comes and prohibits balav through a negative commandment, al ha'amanos, ha'amanos of sulos, regarding an almana and the other invalids. And then he says, "Ki im b'sulami amav yikach isha," but rather a b'sula from his people shall he take his wife. L'tavos alav sheikachena, to give him a mitzvah that he should marry her. V'zehu shamar av v'sein, when this is exactly what the sages mean when they say in Hari Yosid Aleph and Beis in the Mishnah, "Muzer al ha'amana u'mitzuva al ha'b'sula," that he is prohibited, he's warned against, he's given a prohibition to marry an almana, and he's given a mitzvah to the b'sula. Ramban is referring to the language, to the contrast in the language in the Mishnah in Harios. This is a Mishnah over there in Harios on Yud Aleph Mavveis. I think I have a quoted for you later. Did I bring it in here on the other side? Yes, okay. Just so you can see the whole Mishnah, which is really not, most of it's not Negea. It's talking about the Merubah Begadim, meaning the Kohen Gadol, who was not a Kohen Gadol in the second Beis HaMikdash, didn't have Shemna Mishcha, and he talks about there are different differentiations between the different kinds of koinim, and then the Mishnah says v'zeh both koinim merum v'gadim and a koin gadol are shavim ba'avodas ha'kumkurim. They have the same din regarding the avoda u'mitzuvim al ha'besula. That's the language of the Mishnah there, third line in that quote. Commanded regarding the besula va'asurim al ha'amana. So you have a very stark contrast here. If indeed the mitzvah that we have regarding the virgin is that he should not marry a ba'ula, so then the language of the Mishnah isn't so smooth. Why does it say they're commanded regarding a ba'ula and they're prohibited regarding the almana? It sounds like the Mishnah is saying that there's a proactive, positive kumva asay to go and marry a basula, and there's a prohibition on the almana. That's what the Ramban is doing by quoting this Mishnah. The Ramban is trying to say that you see from the Mishnah that this second pasuk would be the source of a proactive requirement to marry a basula, which means a Kohen Gadol has to go and find a basula and marry her. Right? And then the Mishnah goes on with other dinim that are common to both of them. But back to the Ramban here on the quote on the top of the page. That's what it means in Hari is Muzra la Mano Mitzvah la Basulas. Bakash Shana Vataras Konev is the same language. I looked it up. It's Mamish the same language of Muzra la Mano Mitzvah la Basula. Kim Basula Malamicho Mitzvah la Basula. Because earlier in the Kataras Konev it said Muzra la Mano. Now, the Ramban's Raya from over there is not total. First of all, it's not only from the language of the contrast of Muzer to Mutsuva, it's also from the fact that it doesn't say Muzer al Haba'ula, right? In other words, the Mishnah doesn't say Muzer al Ha'amana, Muzer al Haba'ula, and he's also prohibited from Haba'ula. It doesn't say that either. So, it says he's given a mitzvah regarding the Basula, and it's hard to say that mitzvah is that you really shouldn't marry a Ba'ula. If you marry somebody, it had better be a Basula, because she's not covered by the prohibition of being a Ba'ula, right? That's to review here. The Ramban is saying that the Pasuk in Emor is coming to tell you two things. The Gimel is telling you in Isra say, which is don't marry a Ba'ula. The Pasuk Yadalit is coming to tell you, a Kumva say, do marry a Basula. And the Ramban is proving that from the Mishnah in Harios, which doesn't refer to this Kohen Gadol Basula issue as a prohibition of a Ba'ula, but rather refers to it as a mitzvah on a Basula. And therefore you see that the Gemara, the Mishnah, understood it the way I'm telling you, that there's two things here. It's Mashma from the Ramban. Had we only had one Pasuk, so we would say, the Pasuk is saying, make sure it could be an Isra Asay, especially based on the Mishnah, on the Gemara that we haven't seen yet, that the Rambam, Maimonides Rambam, is going to quote. So you might just say it's an Isra Asay, but once the Pasuk repeats it twice, the second one's coming to add something, and it's adding a mitzvah al habasula. That's how the Ramban says. That's all the Ramban says, by the way. That's the end of the Ramban there. It's very interesting. What's fascinating to me is that the Ramban there doesn't refer to the Rambam at all, who is the classic Mona HaMitzvah, and here the Ramban in Chumash is getting into the technicalities of an Isra Asay and a Kumva Asay, and he doesn't mention the Rambam at all. Not that he has to mention the Rambam, but the Ramban in Chumash often does mention the Rambam when he argues with him, and you would think that the Ramban would mention the Rambam, who we haven't seen yet. Since the Rambam does talk about this with specificity, so I'm just putting in your heads, putting a seed of doubt that maybe the Ramban doesn't mention the Rambam because he thinks the Rambam agrees with him. Now, I don't know. Let's go. We haven't talked about the Rambam yet. We just see the Ramban. Now, let's go right away to the Sefer Mitzvahs, to the Ramban. I'm going to go with the text that I have here. You tell me if the printout has it the same way, because there are some questions about the Girsa and this Ramban. And then it's Rambam and Sefer Mitzvahs.
Lamech Ches.
Yeah. So, but Lamech Ches. That's right. 38. If you were the Ramban and you're counting mitzvahs, so what would you do now with this mitzvah of Basula? Would you count it as two mitzvahs that a Kohen Gadol shouldn't marry a would you count? No, you can't do that. No. It's an Isra Asay, right? It's a Lav Habamei Klal Asay. There's no you shall not marry Ba'ula. That would be a different issue. We'll get to that. There's no, Torah doesn't say, you shall not marry a Ba'ula. Torah says, make sure to marry a Basula. Inference, a Ba'ula is prohibited. That's a Lav Haba Mekal Asay. It has a Din of Asay. Says the Ramban, and there's also a Kumva Asay, because that's a second Pasuk. Well, so how would you count that? Would you count that as two separate mitzvahs? An Isra Asay on a Ba'ula, and another mitzvah to marry a Basula? Or would you count that as one mitzvah, if you were the Ramban counting mitzvahs? You count it as one. You'd say what? It's a mitzvah that he should marry Basula, and if he doesn't do that, he's also violated it because he's married a non-basula.
It's a way to violate the mitzvah.
If he stays celibate, he's abstained from the mitzvah. If he stays celibate, he didn't read Kriyat Shema. He didn't marry a basula. Yes, sir.
I'm scared. A man of a grusha full of
That is that. Those are lavin, but the opposite of a basula is not an amana or a grusha.
Right.
Couldn't
he have a separate love of those ones and not? There's a love of amakal say about a basula, and there's a separate love of
amana.
Right.
Yeah. So, and that indeed is the case.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that is the case that there's a love for amana and grusha.
So you would have that as a love, but.
Would there be another love of Ba'ula? Right. Okay. Yeah. Right. So it's interesting. It would be two ways to violate this thing.
Well, we're not suggesting a love of Ba'ula because
there's no love, right? It's only an Isra Aseh. It's a love of Ba'ula Aseh.
A second Aseh.
Right. It would be like an Isra Aseh on a Ba'ula and a Kumba Aseh to marry a Basula. And if he doesn't marry a Basula, he's violated the Kumba Aseh, but he hasn't married the Isra Aseh, right? And if he marries a Ba'ula, he's violated it twice. In a certain sense, he's not right.
Because the three parts, yep. It seems like something that's called butterfly. Like, I'm not sure what you did. Like, you're two. It seems like it's the same thing repeated twice with specifics excluded from it. Is marry the basula? Don't marry these people. Marry the basula. Or like, it's just almost like.
You're saying they're already covered by you must marry a basula.
What's it besides?
Like,
besides that, like, what else is
there? Just, right, a grusha can be a basula.
Grusha can be a basula.
A grusha is a non-married.
Don't we say the basula who is. A Ba'ula who is not married when she falls, that is, don't they fall under Zana?
No, that's cases? Only if she is to an Isser, Ramaz Beferish.
So a Ba'ula to Yisrael.
Right. A Ba'ula to an Israel is not a Zana.
Right, she wasn't either.
Right, that's something else, yeah. And that, by the way, may not be. That's also a Shaila, because right. It's not an Isser Bia per se.
It's rare case that wouldn't be included in Amana Grusha
Chol. But so the thing is, first of all, I hear what you're saying. What's wrong? But let's say that's true. I mean, we're not talking here about a Kol Pad of Klal. You're not talking Gidri Kol.
Right. It seems like there's three. Meaning, it's. I feel like we're almost ignoring. Meaning, we're trying to learn out from the first two halves. But there's three parts to this. If you're learning out from the first part is a, it's a chiyuv, right? It's an Isra, I'm trying to think of the term.
An Isra Aseh. Isra
Aseh, right. It's Isra Aseh. And in the second part, the Kumba Aseh, which is from not marrying them, you're going to.
Kumba Aseh would be you have to go on shidduch.com and only go to the basula section. you have to find a basula.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean it's a totally different action. It's like putting on tefillin.
You
go to the Kohen Gadol and you say, Kohen, you are at this moment abstaining from the positive performance of a mitzvah. You must go out and find a basula today. Right, that would be the Kumba Aseh. You have to put on tefillin. You have to say Shema. You have to marry a basula.
So what I'm saying is, it would make sense to put those, to flip those though, because the second pasuk is including the don't do this. So the first part would make sense to the Kumba Aseh. The second part is you would use the same pasuk to learn out the what's and what's mutter.
Uh huh. Okay. And economics.
I'm just saying, it seems like we're chopping it up wrong.
All right, so I just want to make a point, though, about a klal upon a klal, just because you mentioned that thing. And I don't think you meant technically, but a klal upon a klal would be if you have a klal positive commandment, and then the Torah goes and is mafarik details of that klal in a positive way, that would be a klal uprat.
Right.
Right. Not where the Torah says a positive commandment that, and then goes and gives you negative commandments of details. That's not a klal klal uprat. That's called.
Yeah, but we're saying these negatives aren't low toxic. They're like
sure they are. They are loving.
So this is considered more than
law. Yeah. Oh, yeah. There's a lot. Yeah. Mamon Kangalo is Mamon Shalav. And a Grusha is Mamon Shalav. And Mamon counts them. And the other Rishonim do too. Yeah. All right. Good. All right. Okay. All right. So let's go look at the Rambam himself. It's Sefer Mitzvos. And Lamed Ches. V'hamitzvah Lamed Ches hi. Shetiva HaKohen Gadol Sheyisa Besula. Okay. Sounds like the Ramban in the second pasuk in pasuk Yedalit. Okay, which is fine. Shetiva kain galo sheyisa besula. Behu amr yisbarach sham. Behu isha bebesula hayukach. Which is, by the way, interesting. Is the first pasuk right? Okay. It gets a little worse, a little confusing, because then he says ubebeir amru. And in explanation, they said. Now I don't know what the Ramban means here ubebeir amru, because that Gemara does not say anything regarding explaining this. The Beir must mean the Rambam's word for in discussion about it. It doesn't, because if you go through the sugya there, the sugya doesn't even mention it. You have to look at Rashi to know exactly what the Gemara is talking about. The Gemara itself is not even working on this pasuk. So the Beir Amru in Ksuvus Lamed Amud Aleph Ayin Sham. Osa haya Rabbi Akiva mamzer. I'm looking at the wrong source here. Osa haya Rabbi Akiva mamzer afila michavi asay. The Gemara there says that Rabbi Akiva would make a mamzer even from chavi asay. It is true that the Gemara does apply this statement of Rabbi Akiva to a case of a beula l'kohen gadol. Right. That of a beula kohen gadol would produce a mamzer. That's true. But the Gemara doesn't say specifically, okay. Ubiruzeh kishahaya yikain gadol baal bilte besula shulasur labesei, and they explained there that this refers to a kain gadol with a non besula that is usur nasei, and that's where Rabbi Akiva would make a mamzer. So shahashavish etzleinu, because the rule is by us lav haba mechlal asei. That a prohibition, meaning a bilti basula, that comes from an essay, is an essay. So what is the Rambam doing here?
He's taking the second issue to support his first statement.
Seems to be, right?
It doesn't make sense.
Yeah, it's like very weird. What is the Rambam gaining from this Gemara? He's trying to establish that there's a mitzvah that you marry a basula. Right? Then he goes and says
you can't marry a basula.
That we see the Rabbi Akiva related to this as an essay. When the Gemara there was talking about a kohen marrying a non-besula, because the rule is a lav haba mechlal asei asei. What is he doing here? What exactly is he saying?
He's getting it all from this one pasuk.
Yeah.
This pasuk he put two things. Pulled out the old aspect, positive and the negative.
Okay, so good. So what did he, so is he now proving from that Gemara that this mitzvah that he just said is an iser asay?
Yeah, I thought he was implying that it was a weird thing. I thought he was implying that he was defending why it's not that. He's explaining why it's not lo tafek. The Bahamian is lo tafek.
I don't understand. There's no negative word in the Torah. The Torah says what to do, but who? Isha, v'shulah yikach. He should marry an Isha when she's a virgin. Why does he have to tell me that this? I don't understand what does he need that Gemara for? That Gemara says that Rabbi Akiva related to this as an Isser Asay, and a Mamzer would come from it, and because it's a lav haba, it's a prohibition, the non-besula is a lav haba mekal asay, and that's an asay. That's great, I'm really happy. What about the mitzvah to marry a besula? Right. So this causes people to understand that this Rambam is saying that there's a mitzvah, an isra asay for him to marry a besula, that there's not a mitzvah for him to marry a besula. First line doesn't make sense. Not only doesn't the first line make sense, every other Rambam doesn't make sense. The Rambam in the introduction to the mitzvahs in the Surah Via, when he lists the mitzvahs, and you can't get any clearer than this.
Where are you?
The first chapter of the Surah Via, the very first page. So the Rambam, and when he lists all the mitzvahs, there are 37 mitzvahs. And mitzvah number in this section is number 33, Sheyisa Kohen Gadol Basula B'Na'arusa. A Kohen Gadol Shemari Basula during her time of Na'arus, which is a very limited period of time, right? But that's it. He doesn't say anything about a Ba'ula. He doesn't say that the mitzvah is, in Isra, say that a Kohen should not marry a Ba'ula. Then, in chapter 17 of Yisuri Biyah, where he gets into this, in Halacha 13, right, Yud Zayin, Yud Gimel, says, and I have it here, don't I? Did I quote that for you? Yeah, it's the third paragraph on the fuller side. Right, here's the Rambam too. Mitzvah sase al kohen gadol sheyisa na'ara besula. Period. Doesn't say anything about an iser on a bula. Meaning, there's a mitzvah thing that he doesn't even mention the iser ase. Umisha tigbar te'asar olav, once she gets to a certain age, older than Naras, Bagrus, then she becomes prohibited. But who yisha b'besula, how do you call, I think it must be a misprint here. Let me read it here. Shenemar, as it says, right, we're missing the word Shenemar. Shenemar, as it says, Behu Isha B'Sulah Yikach. Isha means not a Ktana, B'Sulah, not a Bugris. Fine. So therefore, it has to be a Nara who's a B'Sulah. Okay? Okay.
So
is he
only allowed to be married for 6 months?
No, to fulfill the mitzvah, it has to be at that time.
So.
Oh,
is there a distinction?
For the mitzvah, yeah.
I don't know what to do with this, but can we throw out here the idea of being differentiating between a mitzvah kiyumis and a mitzvah that's a chiyuv? In other words, you can call something a mitzvah, but it may not be obligatory, or is there such a concept that there's a mitzvah, if you do this, you are mekabel schar? I don't know if there is there such a... I'm just wondering, in other words, could we say that it's not the pshat that you're mechayev to get married and marry a besula? If a kohen gadol chooses to get married and he marries a besula, he's mechayev a mitzvah. But it's not necessarily obligatory. A mitzvah kiyumis versus a chiyuv.
Meaning, if you're getting divorced, use a get. But you're not chayev to get married in order to give a get.
Right.
So if a kohen is getting married, it should be a besula. And when you do that, you're mekayim a mitzvah, but you're not obligated to go out and marry. You could be celibate.
So I don't know if that helps.
Would that help? Yeah. Does that help? Mitzvahs that say al kohen gadol sheyisa na'ara besula. Mitzvah sase.
He has to be married.
Well, on Yom Kippur.
On Yom Kippur, he has
right.
to be married.
He has to be married on Yom Kippur. That's true. So, matter of fact, the next...
So the replacement
will be finding for him after the Anaris. Well, not if the first one. That's really interesting. I know. That's right. She has to be Anaris. So there's a lot to talk about here. Because look what the Rambam says. We're getting a little off track here, but it's okay. It's part of the sugya here. The Eino Noseh Shtei Nashim La'olam Ka'achas. The Rambam seems to be saying he can never marry two women at once. Shenemar Isha Achas V'lo Shtayim, which the Ravid disagrees about. The Ravid says that's only talking about Yom Kippur, and the Ravid says therefore it's a good idea for him not to be married to two women because he's going to have to divorce one on Yom Kippur. But he's not usher to marry two women. Just not a good idea, because he's going to have to give a get to one of them before Yom Kippur, because he has to have only one on Yom Kippur. Obviously, a kohen can't be married forever to a besula, right? And we're talking that when he marries her, she's a besula. There's one other thing to put in here that I didn't put into the source, which is, I'll just throw it out there now, the Rambam in Hilchos Klei Hamikdash. And that's where he describes all the dinim of covet of a kohen. Mentions that a kohen girl can't marry an almana and can't marry a b'ula, right over there, has to marry a b'sula. So it sounds like the Rambam considers this hanhaga or this hagdara or this mitzvah, whatever it is, of a kohen as a reflection of covet of a kohen. Right? So the reason I'm mentioning it now is because this: that what happens if a kohen is married to a b'ula before he becomes Kohen Gadol? and then he becomes Kohen Gadol. Could happen, right? Guy doesn't become a Kohen Gadol when he's, you know, 15. So he could be married and then he becomes a Kohen Gadol.
Doesn't the pasuk indicate lo yika?
Very good. So the point is, so why Taka would a Kohen be allowed to be married to a Be'ula? He married a Be'ula. He married a Be'ula.
If it's all covered.
Meaning he married a non-Besula the first time. When he married a divorcee or he married whatever it is, and then he becomes a Kohen Gadol, right? So the answer is, when he's Kohen Gadol, then the Kohen Gadol, in reaching out to get married, has to marry a Besula. But if he's already married, it's not a Begam in his covered that the wife that he had, he still has, right? But that when he gets married, he has to, as a Kohen Gadol, he has to marry a Besula, because it's a reflection of covered. That makes sense. Yes, sir.
Had we not seen the Ramban, I don't think that the Ramban would seem that difficult.
You would say what?
I would say that, very simply, the pasuk tells you, Isha Bhuisa Yika, and Ramban understands that as saying that simply, you know, a Kohen Gadol, when he gets married, should marry a Besula. Mm-hmm. What's the actual Isser? Don't marry a Be'ula. And if you marry any of these Be'ula, if you marry a Be'ula, you've now been over the essay. Mm-hmm. In other words, it's just how the mechanism of the Isser is through marrying a Be'ula.
So you would say, Ubebeir Amru, and to explain this mitzvah, the Gemara in Ksuvos points out that
you're over this mitzvah through marrying a Be'ula. Mm-hmm. Very simply. I don't think we have to separate it into saying, is there a mitzvah, Kiyumis or mitzvah,
Alright, so then what do we do with the last thing? Why does the Rambam find, why does he find it necessary to say, V'amru gam kein in hurriyas, U'mitzvah ala basula, U'mitzvah ala basula? Right? Which is the same thing that the Ramban is quoting, except he doesn't quote the beginning of it. But why does he have to bring that, what does he gain from that? See, Bishlam, if you learn that he's trying to say that there's a mitzvah kiyumis, so then U'mitzvah ala basula from the Mishnah Hurriyas really supports him. Because from the Gemara in Makas, from the Gemara in Suvas, you don't have such a clear thing about mitzvah kiyumis. You just have that it's an essay. So I'm just saying, I hear what you're saying, but it's not so smooth that way either. The end of it is a little bit more difficult. I don't know, I can't reject it. I can't reject it. You could force it in. You could say, Mitzvah al Basula means, and it's Mitzvah regarding the Basula, and of course the way to violate it is to marry a non-Basula. But not the way to violate it is not to abstain from marrying a Basula. Yeah, you could say it. Okay, it could be that. I was thinking something else, to explain this Rambam with Rabbi Akiva, that the Rambam is simply trying to prove that there is taka a mitzvah ki you miss to marry a basula. How do I see it from that Gemara? Because since the Gemara refers to it as a lav haba meklala say, so you can ask the following question. When do we say that a isser that comes from an assay is called an assay? When do we say that? Do we say it even when all we're coming up with is an Isser Asay? Or do we only say it when there is a positive commandment to do something with an inference not to do something? Meaning there's two ways to have an Isser Asay. One is, if you're going to get married, marry a Basula, because I really don't want you to marry a Ba'ula. That's one way of an Isser Asay. Another way is, you must marry a Basula. And of course, that means I'm giving you an Isser Asay of marrying a Be'ula, right? So the Rambam is telling you, from the fact that the Gemara refers to it as a Lav Haba Meklal Asay, I know it's an Asay, a real hard Asay, a Mitzvah Kiyumis. Because if it was only, I'm telling you, if you get married, marry a Be'ula, because I don't want you to marry a Be'ula, and the main thing is the Isser Asay, that wouldn't be called a Lav Haba Meklal Asay Asay. Right, meaning a Lav Haba Meklal Asay can't be called an Asay unless the Asay that makes the Lav Haba Meklal Asay is a strong Asay. So the Rambam is gaining from that Gemara that you see that it's a real Asay, because the Gemara calls it a Lav Haba Meklal Asay. And the Rambam would never think that there could be a Lav Haba Meklal Asay if the Asay itself was just, if you're going to do it this way, but the main Isser is the Lav. That's the point. There's no such thing as Lav Haba Meklal Asay unless there's a real Asay. So therefore, the Rambam is proving it from there, that it's really a kumbah se. I think there might be a shot.
Holds that elsewhere?
No. We don't see what we do Rambam. Rambam doesn't say that there's a klal anywhere, as far as I know. Certainly not in the Shreshim, because it wouldn't be Nageh. Well, I shouldn't say it wouldn't be Nageh, but he doesn't say it there. He doesn't talk about Lava Bal in the klal says. So, I'm saying a svara, though, an Isser Asay wouldn't be called an Asay unless it is derived from a real Asay. It's a svara, I'm saying. I don't know. Meaning, you must do this, right? I give you an example. Well, we're going to see in the Ramban in a minute. When the Torah describes Simani Tara, so the way the Ramban understands the Simani Tara for an animal, right, to make it kosher, there's no mitzvah to be bodek. There's no action that you're supposed to be bodek the Simani Tara. You're supposed to make sure when you eat to not eat an animal with the Simani Tuma, right? So, but there's no, you're not supposed to go out and buy, eat a kazayas of kosher meat, right? That would be a mitzvah, that would be an iser asay. Meaning when you eat, you better not eat anything that doesn't have this. But there's no asay to go ahead and eat it. A kumbah asay would be, I want you to eat meat. That's kosher, right? So I'm saying over here, the basula, the mitzvah of basula, to have an isra asay, to call that an asay, meaning the asay of marrying a ba'ula, which is called an isra asay, that would only be called an isra asay if it came from an asay of really marry a basula, not just an inference that when you marry, it better be a basula. I'm saying that's all. So I'm just saying a svara, that's all. Just to make it fit in. Alright, we'll see. We'll come back to that. So now, let's go into the Sefer HaMitzvos over here in the Shoresh, because this Ramban in Chumash that we just saw that introduces this idea of an Isra Asay and also a Kumbah Asay, it's kind of relevant to the Rambam. Look at the sixth Shoresh over here. Okay, I have it quoted here, Shoresh Vav. This is the entire shorish in its entirety. A shorish hashishi, shah mitzvah sheyihyeh ba asay v'lo sasay, a mitzvah that has in it a positive and a negative commandment, meaning that this thing is governed by a positive and a negative. So how do you count it? Right, the shorishim are all about counting, right? They're not about giving malchus or not giving malchus. It's all about counting. So the shorish says that when you have an asay and a negative and a los asay, roi limnas asay shaba in mitzvah asay, v'lav shaba in mitzvah los asay. Then you count it as two mitzvahs. It's an asay, it's an alav. So in my list of asays, I'm going to put an asay, in my list of lav, and I'm going to put a lav. Right? Da, says the Rambam. Shahadabar ha'echad, yihyeh bo asay v'los asay, al'echa m'shlosh apanim. One thing can have a positive and a negative commandment in one of three different ways. There's three different ways that something can have a positive and negative commandment. Im sheyehyeh ma'isem and ma'isem mitzvahs asay, v'ha'over olav yavar al mitzvah los asay. Could be that there's an action that's a positive commandment and violating it will be a lot. K'mo Shabbos v'yamta v'shmita. Sheashiyas malacha behem mitzvahs los asay. Doing malacha is a lot. V'ha'menucha behem mitzvahs asay. And not doing malacha, cessation from that, is a positive commandment, right? So sitting on a hammock is a mitzvah, positive commandment of menucha, and then tying the hammock to a tree with a kesher shakayama, right, would be a lav. Okay, that's not really a good example. I'm just being a little facetious here. But the point is that here you are resting, not resting, would at the same time violate the assay and also the los assay. So that's called a maisim and a maisim. An action is governed by an assay and los assay. That's number one. Okay. V'chein tainis Yom Kippur, mitzvah asay, the fast of Yom Kippur, you must fast. V'ha'achila b'mitzvah los asay, it also says you can't eat, so it's allowed. So when you eat, you violated the asay of fast, and you also have violated the prohibition of eating. V'im sheyihi alav, okay, that's one case. V'im sheyihi alav shekadmo asay, or there could be a case where alav precedes an asay, k'mo amro ba'anus amasi shemra, where you're not allowed to be ma'ane somebody, or matzi shemra on somebody, and if you do, then you have to marry her, right? V'lo sihiyah le'isha, right? Then you have to marry her. V'hi mitzvah asay. V'amra achakein, and also they said, Lo yuchal l'shachal kayamav. Then there's another love after that. Once he marries her, he can't divorce her. Presumably, it's los aseh. V'im sheyehi a lav kodem, v'achar ken yinatik l'aseh. Or it could be a case where there's a lav that leads to an aseh, right? Right?
He's considering that the
prohibition of borrowing as long as you're not the one who's going to say. No, not at all. Not at all. He's not talking about... It's not at all a lav of
amikah, I say. It's a lav.
Which was the case you just mentioned? He's listing three different ways that you have a lav and an assay governing the same behavior. That's all. So,
essentially, I would have thought that to make that into a lav, make it into a lav and an assay, the lav would be, the assay would be marrying, and the lav would be not marrying.
You mean in the case of a kohen gadol to a psula? What are you talking about? Oh, I'm sorry, we're talking about the Moshe Shemra?
Yeah, lav shekimo aseh. Lav shekimo aseh. So that's a lav shekimo aseh. Not a lav
shekimo aseh,
it's a lav and
aseh. Yeah, he's not talking about a lav shekimo aseh. Mikhail aseh. He's not trying to give you a case of a lav shekimo aseh. He's simply trying to describe a case where you have... Yeah. Or it could be, right? You know, all these cases are not lav of omikla aseh. These are all lavs and aseh. Totally separate lav and a totally separate aseh in the same karsha, right? Im shiye, or it could be lav shekadmo aseh, a lav that precedes an aseh, right? Don't do this, and then do this, right? And im shiye, lav kodem achken yinatik aseh, or a lav that would then lead to or connected to an essay, right? Like what? Lasikach ha'em abanim, v'achkach shalet t'shalachas ha'em, right? Okay. So v'chol min me'elu, or any one of these three categories, ro'i she'imana asei shebo v'chla mitzvah sasei v'la shebo v'chla mitzvah lo sasei. You should count the mitzvah sasei as a positive commandment and the lav as a negative commandment. Ki v'be'er amr chachamim v'chol achas mehen, because in every single case, the sages referred to the positive commandment as a mitzvah aseh, and the negative one is a lav. Many times they use the phrase, the aseh of it, or the lav of it, meaning there's an aseh in it, and a lav of it. This line is very funny, ironic. It's a very clear thing. That the mitzvah of them is separate from the warning about them. And both of them are two separate issues. He requires or commands with one and prohibits with the other. Nobody makes a mistake about this. So the Rambam's like begging for somebody to jump. Of course, the Ramban earns his living right here. So let's go to the Ramban right here. So that's what the Rambam says, okay, when you have a lav and an aseh in the same thing, they're both separate mitzvahs and they both count. Okay. Says the Ramban, Ha'igra shish omar rav sha mitzvah shi yeh bo aseh v'lo saseh, k'n d'shtayim ha'aseh shabah v'chla mitzvah saseh v'la shabah v'chla mitzvah lo saseh. U'pirish ki v'seh shalosh ha'drachim ha'echa shi yeh b'davar aseh mitzvah b'kimo v'im yeh yover lov yavar ala lav k'n d'shavas v'yam tu v'shmin yom k'mur. Oshin yeh lav shikad mozeh k'gam b'nus mozeh shemra. Oshin nitek l'aseh k'n d'shalach ha'acher v'anayser. Uba'elu hadrachim yimnu shneim halav aseh. Okay. V'lov ra harav she'echem nishan anta abizeh hikr. He says, nobody who makes such a mistake. V'ani ra abo machlokas de'ola. I see a big machlokas here, says the Ramban. V'achas minateyas to abo b'lo safik. One of those opinions is obviously going to be making a mistake. He's sarcastically saying the Ramban may be the one who's making a mistake. Meaning, there's a machlokas around here, and somebody's making a mistake. Okay. Okay. Sheyesh od lav v'aseh v'davar echad, ella she'ein shneim mitzvah. There's cases where there are a lav and aseh in one item, and they're not both a mitzvah. Ke'inyan b'behemos b'dagim u'v'ofos hamutarim v'ha'asurim. Right? In the issue of kosher and non-kosher animals. Amar ha'kasa b'hem. The Torah says, aseh zos ha'behemah. The Torah says in Asay, "Zos habehema shetochelu." That's the language. This is the animal you shall eat. V'dorshu bo, and the Chazal say, "Shehu mitzvah asay." Mechen kol tzibra tahara tachlu tachelu. I'm sorry. Asu asa mitzvahs asay. The sages say that that's a positive commandment. Mechen es zet tachin mekalashe b'mayim from the following in the water you shall eat. Vadav yaduish et v'chein ka hagavana lama shaba achleinu avehem o adag ba'ali yasemen avehem nas a mitzvah. Nobody thinks that when you eat a smoked fish, you're fulfilling a mitzvah like you're eating matzah, right? V'im natsudam. And if we trap them and we don't eat them, right? We have a kosher animal and a kosher fish. We trapped it and we go, well, I'm not going to eat it. Then we're violating a mitzvah. Nobody thinks that. Aval hakavana shamar kasuv ella shamar kasuv alo maybe ela. I have an aleph here.
Yeah,
very good. Elu sochel v'lo tmei is probably the computer, not even the print they're getting from. Yeah, elu sochel v'lo tmei. Actually, I'll read it from here anyway. Let's give me a second. Yeah, okay. Yeah, elu sochel v'lo tmei. Very good. It's a negative commandment that's inferred from a positive. So that one who eats a treif animal is violating a lav. And also the lav which comes from the inference of this you shall eat and not anything else. What does the Ramban mean over here? We'll say some more in a minute. But the Ramban means that very often you have mitzvahs that are like the Torah says, lav or l'b'shnei lavin, that the Torah gave you two prohibitions. It doesn't mean you're supposed to count them both as negative commandments. It means that the Torah wants to strengthen the prohibition by repeating it in different ways. All right, let's go on here. Ve'elu kiyotz behen manan harav b'chla ramach mitzvah say. Aha, and the Ramban says that the Rambam counts the positive commandment, livdak b'simani behema, shenemar zaza behema shetachelu, livdak b'simani hanof, livdak b'simani chagavim, livdak b'simani dagim, right? But he says, so you Rambam are saying you don't know anybody who argues? Ubal halachas lo manan. The Bahag doesn't count these positive commandments, because there's nothing to do there. You're not supposed to go around checking, go into the zoo and start checking animals to see if they have simanim. Right? And the prohibition from the treif animals is already listed in the lavin. And the lav that's inferred in a language of positive, like check these animals or know these simanim, right, doesn't add into the number of mitzvahs. Just like if you had a second lav altogether repeated on the same mitzvah, it wouldn't be an added mitzvah. It would just be right, they're all counted as one. Right, the point is that the Ramban is saying very often you find that one action is governed by more than one mitzvah, and it doesn't mean it's counted as more than one mitzvah. It's just to strengthen the thing, to express the iser. So you, Rambam, why in the world are you insisting on counting assays and los assays in one thing always as different mitzvahs? And when the Bahag himself, for example, by Vedika Simanim, doesn't list the positive mitzvah of checking Simanim, he just lists the prohibition of don't eat treif animals. So you, the Rambam, also, you agree many times that there are things that are listed that the Torah doesn't mean for you to count in your list of mitzvahs, because it's just to strengthen the mitzvah by repeating it. Now the reason I'm getting into this is because over here you have the Ramban in Chumash. And the Ramban in Chumash says that you have an Isser Asay of what? Of Ba'ula. And you have a Kumva Asay in the second Pasuk of Besula. So the Ramban's own rules over here would not apply, meaning it's not a problem. Right. The Ramban here, in this particular case of Ba'ula and Besula, the second mitzvah is adding something that the first mitzvah doesn't include. The first mitzvah says just don't marry a Ba'ula. But it doesn't tell you that you have to marry a Besula, right? It just says if you're going to get married, make sure it's a Besula, but don't marry a Ba'ula. The second one says you must go and marry a Besula, right? So according to the Ramban, this is not even subject to the issue in the Shoresh HaShishi, right? So the Rambam himself, who says you do count positive commandments and negative commandments that govern the same thing, also might agree that that's not even a discussion over here, right? It's not even a discussion by the case of Basula and Ba'ula, because they're really two distinct mitzvahs. It's not like on Shabbos, where if you do a malacha, you're mevatel the mitzvah saseh of menucha, while you're violating the negative commitment of malacha. Here, if you don't marry a basula, and you marry a ba'ula, you're violating an isra say. If you go ahead and you don't marry a basula and you do nothing, you're not about to say, right. So my point is like this. The Rambam here only says, if we learn the way I'm learning, right, that it only says there's a kumvase, there's a positive commandment to marry a basula. That's all he says. And if you're not the way I'm learning, if you read the Rambam in every single place that he talks about it, all he talks about is to marry a basula. Let's see. Did I bring in Hilchotishus? Yes. There's one thing over here I wanted to show you, which gives us pause, and that's in the beginning of Hilchotishus. Did I copy this or not? I don't think I copied this. No. Okay. So then, listen to it. It's not too hard to follow. In the beginning of Hilchotishus, the Rambam lists all the people you're not allowed to marry: Midoraisa, Midorabbanan. And then he says, he establishes what's a lav. It's a lav, it's a kares, and there's Isa Durabanan. The yesh, says the Rambam in Halacha Ches, it's the last halacha of this chapter. In some of the prints, they have the lechem. I'm going to refer to the Mishnah Lamelech. And in some of the prints, they have it halacha yud. There's no halacha yud in this chapter. It's halacha ches. It's a less halacha. So and it says like this: v'yesh she'isa bi'asa ba'asei. There are some who the prohibition in having relations with them is a positive commandment. V'eino mechay b'lavin, and they're not included in the lavin. V'shloshahem. There are three like that: mitzri, v'adami, darishon, v'darsheni. Right. An Egyptian and an Edomite, because the Torah says, in the third generation you shall marry them, meaning don't marry them in the first and second generation. Uva'ula l'kohen gadol. And a ba'ula l'kohen gadol is not a lav. It's, their bia is an asay. Okay? Having relations with a bula for a kohen gadol is an iser asay. Okay? The fishal enemer ba'ila lo yavo alo yikach. Okay? Ela meklal shenemer doshlisha yavo. From the fact that it says the third generation shall, it means the first and second not. And it says, Miklal Shanemra Bahu Isha Bibsula Yikach. From the fact that it says he shall marry Basula, Atalamit Sha'ainu Basula Lo Yikach. The Lav Haba Miklala Say, Harei Hu Ka Say. So therefore, says the Rambam, Mitzri, Adami, and Ba'ula Lakhan Gadol are Isser Asays. Okay. This is the only place that the Rambam mentions the Isser Asay of a Ba'ula, right? In Hilchas Isser Biyah, the Rambam mentions the requirement to marry a Basula, right? Here, the Rambam says that a Ba'ula Kain Gadol is an Isser Asay. Says the Mishnah Lamelech that, I'll be able to read it here. V'cheinu isha v'besula yikach einu muzer kohen gadol likach isha yosem isharadam. Kohen gadol is not required to get married more than any other man. V'im lo nasa isha pshita shalabito aseizu. And if he doesn't get married, it's obvious that he was not mevatel this positive commandment. V'davka v'yom hatzom tzara shayiyah lo isha. Only on Yom Kippur does he have to be married, because it says v'chiva bada bad beso. The main point of the pasuk here is only to say that if she's not a basula, it's aser, right? Hareza dama l'masha mana rabbeinu b'minyan mitzus asay livdak b'simani v'hema. He says this is like what the Rambam counts a mitzvah to count to check the simani v'hema, the simani ha'of, right? Which I don't understand what he's saying, because there the Rambam actually lists it as a positive commandment. The Rambam holds as the mitzvah to be bodik simani behema, the mitzvah to be bodik simani ha'oth, mitzvah to be bodik simani ha'dagin, right? And he also prohibits, it lists the prohibitions of, what do you call it, that the Ramban himself said, that, right, that the Rambam lists as both. He says the Bahag doesn't, but the Rambam does. I don't know why here the Mishnah Lamelech, Dafka, compares this. He's saying there's no positive commandment to marry a Basula, and then the Mishnah Lamelech in the same breath says it's just like those other mitzvahs, which those are the mitzvahs the Rambam actually holds it is a positive commandment. But you have to understand what the Rambam is doing. How do you fulfill that positive commandment? According to the Rambam, how do you fulfill a positive commandment to be buddhic simani tara of an animal, right? How do you do that exactly?
Right.
Yeah, so what is that? Yeah, so what does that mean? You have to go and trap animals in order to be buddhic them? Suppose you want to live in yeshiva your whole life. Suppose you just want to eat whatever they serve you.
Huh?
I don't know, so you have to understand exactly what the Rambam means, mitzvah livdok, right? The Rambam evidently holds the Hivdaltem itself is a mitzvah. The Rambam, it's a whole raid over there, how the Rambam relates to kashrus, this concept of a proactive act of separation and distinction. I don't know, yeah, that's another thing, but no, I just... Anyway, so I don't know what, so I point out this Mishnah Lamelech for two reasons. First of all, it's just, Mamish can't understand it. He compares the Rambam in one breath to that which the Rambam does count as a positive commandment, while he says you're not mabatal the mitzvah if you don't get married. I don't understand it. I think he just means some limited comparison. I don't know what he means. But the second thing is that the Mishnah Lamelech clearly doesn't understand the Rambam like we think the Rambam is beferish. What's also disturbing is he doesn't mention the Rambam in Isuri Biyah at all. I went through the whole Mishnah. He doesn't mention the Rambam in Isuri Biyah. He doesn't mention the Rambam in the Rimzei HaMitzvahs right before Isuri Biyah. He doesn't mention the Rambam in the long list of mitzvahs at the beginning of the book, besides this Sefer HaMitzvahs, right? The big list is Tayag at the beginning of Sefer Mada. There also, Mitzvah Kohen Gadol Likach Besula, right? And so he never mentions the word Be'ula, doesn't get into the Isur, doesn't list it as an Isur Be'ula. Never he mentions the word Ba'ula. The only time he mentions it is over here. And here the Rambam does tell you there's an Isser Aseh, but he doesn't count it. The Rambam in Isser doesn't count it as an Isser Aseh. So it's fascinating. Yeah. Let's see, what else is there to mention here regarding the Rambam? Mentioning the din of kavod. I think that's it. I think that's all we have.
When the Ramban got all those examples, right? All those examples were where there's an Asiya and Ohmatsi written in the
Pharisee. Where?
All these examples were in the Sharish.
Right. In our situation of what? Of the Basula. Meaning the own. Right, that's correct. Nobody's suggesting that there's a lav. The only question is whether there's an Isser Aseh. Or Kumbaseh, right. Right. If there's an Isser Aseh, we know that there is. From the Gemara in Ksubas, which clearly does refer this concept of Isra Seh to Ebu'ula Lekain Gadol. But that there's a Kumba Aseh, the Besuba, that were not clear. Other than the Mishnah Harios, which seems to say, right, Mitzuva Al HaBesula, right? And the Taras Kohanim, which has the same language. Yeah.
What you were saying before about to really strengthen that, every other, unless that's discussed there, every other marriage that would be usher for a Kohen or Kohen Gadol would not result in a mamzer. would only result in a
Well, first of all, in according to Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Akiva is the only one who would get a mamzer out of a kohen, right? According to the Rabbanim who we pass him like, you're never going to get a mamzer because it's always
only for that, only for this case, or for all of them?
For all of them. This is big news because this is not a lav, right? Now the Rabbi Akiva that a mamzer comes from Chayav Lav, and that's straight Rabbi Akiva. The Rabbi Akiva would hold that it comes from Yisra Asay. That's already big news. But we pass game that it's a lav and doesn't create a mamzer. Okay, so just to summarize, so we have the Rambam's language, right, in the Yad, which is consistently a mitzvah to marry Basula. We have this difficult Rambam in Sefer HaMitzvahs, which runs to Rabbi Akiva, Yisra Asay, when trying to figure out how to fit that in exactly. Some of the Achronim, I think the Kinas Sofrim, the Gilas Esther, seem to understand that therefore the Rambam understands that it's only in Yisra Asay. I'm suggesting that the Rambam is bringing a raya from there, that it's called an Isra Asay, therefore it must be that the actual Asay itself is a real mitzvah kiyumis, and therefore that's what allows it to become an Isra Asay in the first place, a lava bat mikol Asay. I am also pointing out in a certain sense, the non-applicability of this mitzvah to the shoresh of the shoresh shishi, where the Rambam and the Ramban get tangled up in the question of whether or not you count lavin and asayin on the same thing as separate mitzvahs, because here the kumba asay and the yisur asay, it's not even a lav, the kumba asay over here adds something. Oh, here's what I wanted to say, one other thing. Once we make this point, which is obvious, it stands on its own, it doesn't need a kasha to say it, this point that the Kumbha Asay adds something, I wanted to go back to the Rambam over there in the Shoresh HaShishi and say that the Rambam would say to the Ramban like this, there's the Asay actually adds something, and therefore I do count it as a separate mitzvah. Just like over here, you, Ramban, would count it as a separate mitzvah, because the Asay adds something to the Isra Asay. That's my point. So too, the Rambam would say that, say, in Kashrus, when a person goes around and sees a treif animal, he goes to Kroger and he sees a treif fish, and he doesn't eat the treif fish. So at that point, what did he do? He avoided a laf, right? Does a person get the same schar for not eating anything and holding back from eating a treif fish? He has a treif fish in his net or in his hook, and he doesn't eat it. Good, he didn't eat it. But he didn't do anything. He avoided doing an iser. He stayed away from trouble, right? When a person goes ahead and eats something that is kosher after determining that it's kosher, he actually has a mitzvah kiyumis, meaning you're not chayav to go and eat kosher meat like you're chayav to eat matzah, but when he's eating something that's kosher as a result of checking to make sure that it has the simanim of kashrus, so there's more schar in that than in not eating something treif. Right? So I'm saying, so therefore, because what he's done is he's actually applied the havdalah or the bedika of the simanim to his food. So it's one thing when he, it's a chazir, I'm not eating it, good boy, he gets chai, 100%. But when a person goes and eats something which is kosher, he has actually applied a law of kashrus to that which he is eating, which is different than just staying out of trouble. So what I'm saying is the Rambam would say, that's why I count. It's not that I just, it's not like Yul Ramban says that it's just l'chazek ha'inyan, lav ra'al v'shtei lavin. Very often the Torah repeats itself on one thing because it just wants to be l'chazek, but only counts it with mitzvah. No, over here it's more than that. The asay adds something that the lav wouldn't have, and therefore the asay can be counted as a separate mitzvah over the lav. So I'm just going into it. So I'm borrowing, so to speak, from the conceptual difference that this mitzvah of Basula has, which is more than the prohibition of Ba'ula. I'm borrowing from that concept that the mitzvah kiyumis of Basula adds to the Isra Asay of Ba'ula, and I'm saying that the Rambam would apply that concept to respond to the Ramban on this issue of Lavan and Asayin on Kashrus. He's saying that there's something being added by the Isser, by the Mitzvah Saseh, and therefore it would count as a separate Mitzvah. That's sort of the suggestion. Okay.
Thank you for listening to Torah Media Atlanta. Won't you consider making a donation to help support this important work? Just go to TorahMediaAtlanta.com and click on the Donate link. Thank you very much.